You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
This is going to be an interesting one. The Tigers up against the Dragons, two sides that haven't been the best performed to start the season. Bateman out, Seyfarth into the starting side. Samuela Fainu and Latu Fainu for concussion and hamstring respectively are out. Justin Matamua and Asu Kepaoa come into the onto the bench. Jake Simkin in for his first game of the year for the Dragons. Hame Sele is back in. Jack DeBellin to the bench. Michael Molo drops out of the 17. Tom Eisenhuth starting at lock. And Jack Bird named despite picking up that leg injury last week in that game against the Knights. This game is at Campbelltown Stadium. They want a big crowd out there, the people of the Southwest, Tristan.
Yeah, it's a funny one. As you say, they probably haven't been the best performed of the teams, but I'd suggest both of those fan bases would be maybe happy enough with the two wins. And I suppose whoever wins this game maybe has a little bit of positivity moving into the back half of the year. Whoever loses, obviously, you know, drop out pretty quick. But the Tigers, $1.77, the Dragons, $2.05, and line of 1.5, 185 the minus, 195 the plus. I didn't think I'd be having the Tigers as favourites in too many games this season, but here we are, and they're favourites here in round 6. 42.5 the total points, and as you say, out there at Campbelltown, so there'll be a big a lot of support out there for the Tigers.
Jimmy, have you got a corporate box for the Camden crew to go to Campbelltown?
No, I'm working, Jared. But yeah, if you want to base the Tigers in the Southwest, the complaint that they've had all the way through has been, yeah, but you play the Warriors and you play the Broncos and you never play a local side. This is a local side. This is a well-supported Sydney team. So if you can't get to this game, you'll never get to it.
You know what's really interesting? What would you suggest that the Tigers' record at Campbelltown out of their last 8 games there was?
I'll say they've won 1 of 8.
0.
0. There you go.
0 of 8 and have a horrible record whenever they go up favourite. They're up against it here. And I think the key thing about the Tigers too, we go back to that win at Parramatta Stadium, it was such a good quality game and, you know, a highlight for young Galvin. From that side to where they are into this, they're now missing 4 key people, Galvin notably, but also Bateman and the two Fainua brothers are key outs. I think you throw clearly that Dragons form last week out. You know, they were horrible, unsuited in the conditions. I think they can bounce back here. Their away record is just horrific, but their record at the ground, their record against the Tigers is also good. I was looking for the Dragons with a bit of start. I probably would take the 1, 1.5, whatever it is. I'm tipping the Dragons to win. Not a game I'll be touching.
All right. Yeah, look, it'll be interesting to see what happens around that fullback position for the Dragons too, to see what it's at. I can't work it out. Like, Tyrell Sloan is there on contract. Zach Lomax has got a contract, but he wants out. And you're going to play him at fullback? It seems a little strange. I understand why they did it last week. If I'm Shane Flanagan, I go, no, we'll go with Tyrell at fullback because it's a different set of circumstances, different team that you're playing. So I'd be interested in that. The Tigers, I think their effort was really good against the Dolphins. Like, they have got some players. They've got football in them, which is no real surprise about what Benji Marshall does. But Api Korosau, I think Aiden Caesar at halfback has done a really good job. And Jareem Buller at the back is so exciting. So Stefano's playing really good football too. It's interesting he was left out of that New South Wales State of Origin squad, extended squad. But interesting to get the thoughts of Michael Maguire on him. But Dragons... I don't know whether I can forgive them that one, Jared, because they've shown it too many times. I know it was difficult conditions, but, you know, how often is that freak flick pass going to work? It's Zach Lomax, you know.
Correct.
I'll go the Tigers. I'll take them at the minus 1.5, and I'll go the $1.85.
So you'd give me a plus 1.5, Jimmy?
I can't believe I'm saying that. The Tigers, yeah.
Okay. Better count me in for that.
You in lunch bet?
Absolutely.
Right. How on earth did I talk myself into that? But anyway, lunch bet versus Jared. Hey, Floater, what are you doing?
Watching a game between the Tigers and the Dragons and having a lunch bet, I think my preference would be watching you two argue over Twitter and me being an innocent bystander. I think I'll have a much more enjoyable watch of that game. So I'm going to sit out of this one and let you guys play this one out.
Spoken like a true bookmaker, fair dinkum. Anyway.